Our first story looks at guns in the UK. Repeated shootings over the past few months have raised fears about gun crime in Britain's black communities. Police and politicians have struggled to explain the surge in violence. Many black community members blame a culture that glamorizes guns and gang membership. Deutsche Welle's Stephen Beard reports from London.
Canon Ivalor Bowman is a black Church of England minister who lives and works in the South London district of Stockwell. Over recent years, he's buried 25 young black men, all victims of gun crime.
What concerns me today is the ages. They seem to be getting younger and younger.
Gun crime in London's black community is nothing new. 9 years ago, police set up a special operation called Trident to crack down on the problem. Paradoxically, says Canon Bowman, the young age of the latest victims reflects a policing success.
The success of Operation Trident, taking out the major players, the older heads, and they have somewhat left a vacuum. And there seems to be some young pretenders who are aiming to fill that vacuum.
The most obvious explanation for the guns and the violence in South London is drugs. In spite of Operation Trident, the trade in crack cocaine and heroin is flourishing here. Dealers brazenly approach passers-by in the street offering their wares.
You want something?
What do you got?
A stone.
Rocks.
Yeah, come on.
I'll give you 20. I'm giving you 20.
Yeah, deal with them. Yeah, deal with me.
Guns follow the drug trade as night follows day. The gangs rely on these weapons to enforce their deals and intimidate rivals. Pretty soon the guns themselves are being traded as freely as the drugs. Though handguns are now banned in Britain, they're widely available on the streets of South London for less than $100. Over the past year, Operation Trident alone has seized over 900 firearms and almost 62,000 rounds of ammunition. The number of incidents involving guns in London has tripled over the past decade to more than 180 a month. Now the gun and gang culture is increasingly fueled by fear, says this anti-gun campaigner who calls himself Wisdom.
A lot of kids are getting involved with guns and knives and weapons as a form of protection because they might have been robbed, they don't feel safe. There seems to be a lot going on between different postal codes, between, for example, in this sort of area, between Brixton and Peckham and New Cross. So therefore, people are getting tooled up as a way of protecting themselves because they feel afraid. So that's one of the reasons that people get involved. It's just purely because there's strength in numbers. But that also means if someone has any beef with your crew, you might be called upon to get involved in some sort of retaliation.
Journey with me into the mind of a maniac. Doomed to be a killer since I came out the nutsack. A man of murder.
There is the added problem of gangster rap. With lyrics that celebrate the gun and endorse killing, this music is spreading a totally destructive message to young working-class blacks, a message reinforced by violent videos. Black Adred, a black record producer, whose own son was shot and killed, deplores this corrosive culture.
I think that what's happened is that the youths, they're watching a lot of videos and television, and the gun is glorified. And if you glorify something, people want to be a part of it. And I think that's so totally wrong. Fatherless children are out there, and the mothers don't really know how to... They can grow up a boy, and we know mums are brilliant at it, but there's boy things that boys need to be told.
The music and the videos have a potent effect on young black men, says community worker Wanu Seshmi, because the gun is equated with manhood.
A lot of young boys feel that if I have the gun, I carry it around, I'm a man, I'm a gangster. And, you know, a lot of young boys are learning how to become men from videos. For the simple reason is that in the homes that they come from, I don't think they listen to the family. They're not, you know, they're not receiving positive idea of what man is.
The British authorities have tried to combat the pernicious effect of this negative culture. This video, produced under the auspices of Operation Trident, depicts the danger of gangs and guns. It shows how a trivial argument escalates from verbal abuse to pushing and shoving until one young man pulls a gun and the incident spirals out of control. The lyrics of the rap song that accompany this drama contain a novel message that guns and gangs are a dead end in every sense. But this will not on its own reverse the tide of gun glorification, says Blacker Dread. Black families have the responsibility to make sure their young boys are not exposed to gangster rap.
I've got my DVD and my video in my bedroom. I can watch and do anything I like. That we need as parents and as elders, fathers, mothers, brothers and sisters, to know what our young ones are doing.
The British government has suggested a further crackdown on guns. It could lower the age limit for imprisoning people found with a firearm. Someone as young as 17 would get a mandatory jail sentence of 5 years. Misha Paris, a successful black singer, has dismissed this suggestion. She says the real challenge is for the black community itself. The real problem, she says, is the chaotic lives of some young black families who exercise little or no control over their kids.
I think that in my view, if we don't go to the root of the problem, we can't solve the whole problem in the first place. We can't just slap on a five-year sentence on a problem like this. This is a much, much bigger problem than just adding years to someone's life if they go to jail. It's rubbish. What it really needs is to go to the root of the problem, and it's parenting, community. We need to all get together and rescue the children that are out there.
This represents a marked shift in attitude. Increasingly, black community leaders in Britain are saying there's only so much a government can do. The real remedy lies in our own hands.
That was Deutsche Welle's Stephen Beard.